Love Talk Radio.
Jesus. I hear Blog Talk Radio. I don't hear none. Oh, he's all that going in, ain't he? No intro, no music. Thank you.
blessed. Give it all so it's only you left. Words while it takes a rocket into your breath.
Nothing.
people, man. You see, the people are all insane. They don't lost their mind. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
And I look at them and I say, you see what I'm talking about? You see what I'm talking about? And then people just, it's a mindset, man. It's a satanic mindset. This is Javon Bowers. Love your pastor and straightway. Those that remain alive, will they get to stay married for eternity? You know, I was studying on that this week, so I'm not going to answer that right now, but I will answer it. I literally will answer that coming up because I've been on that in my early morning studies when I don't have to, you know, beat foot and get out of here and got to do stuff, if you know what I mean. Hallelujah. But I'm trying to make sure that I leave the generation coming behind me no excuses, if you understand what I mean. That's like when I see Mama Lillian each morning about 5:45. You can guarantee it like clockwork. She has a vest on and a walking stick, and she getting ready to hit that heel. 88 years old. Some of you ain't even 50, and we can't even get your ass to get up out of damn bed.
Ooh.
Well, she's 88 years old. Wait a minute. You all see how she works around this community. Don't get me started now. She just don't sit up there and trying to check in her time clock. She's extremely busy on this community. And you know what? As great as she was in her profession and stuff, you know what she does? She takes one of the hardest jobs that there is in the kitchen and do it with joy and cheer. You know what it is? She washes dishes almost every day.
Ooh.
88 years old. And there's not another person in the ministry on a monthly basis that contribute more than she does. And I'm talking about monetary, not even close. Not even close. You think about that now. Only y'all can do something like that. So, excuse me. If I ain't gonna put up with your crying, you wanna cry, go to your mama. She'll love you and listen to you. Am I making any sense, though? Who in the world have any damn room? I remember when she had got COVID. She said, man, y'all, can you pray for me? They say that the older people are in danger. She said, can you pray for me? Yeah, I'll pray for you. Good go. You're going to be all right, Mother Lily. I'm young. Yeah, I'm looking, seeing all these old. I said, yeah, that's them out there.
Hallelujah.
They feel the remnants of it, but they ain't going to come not up.
Oh, yeah.
Come
yeah.
Not up, and
she's
still here. Yeah, she's 88 now.
Hallelujah.
88 years old.
Yes, sir.
So excuse me. And when she passes, I'm keeping up with the time. This is the last day that she walks that hill. Because I'm going to put a nice memorial at the top of that hill. And I'm going to call all the rest of you women a bunch of blank, blank, blank. And I'll leave it at that. You sorry blanks. To let an 88-year-old woman. Mind you, she's not even married right now. And yet she's still practicing the virtues of a virtuous woman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's rising early.
Yeah.
While a house. And still asleep.
Oh.
And she ain't even married. Married to God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Look at him, look.
Come on, man.
We have a lot of examples sitting right in front of us.
Yeah.
Woo.
Well,
I'm looking to make sure everything's going to cool. See if it go down lower. But y'all understand what I mean? Y'all have to understand, when I see stuff like that, that removes all my excuses. So she's on the woman side. So what woman in this ministry has any excuse then? See the reason why I can't hear? You understand what I mean? I can't hear what you're complaining about, murmuring about. I can't hear it. And she does that on a voluntary basis without Pastor Dow saying, Mom, you need to keep her. Because most times in this society when people are getting elderly or older, They try to do everything. They make concessions for them to stop moving.
Yeah, yeah. So true.
Thereby handicapping them even more so.
Yeah, yeah, sir. That's true.
Millennials got a mindset, man. A bionic mindset.
Yes, sir. That's good.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Gene Hadden.
Yeah.
Glory to the King.
Glory to the King.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So your mother Lillian is blessed of the Most High Yah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am, she is. Good example. And she's here because the Most High Yah knew that she had to be here before she gets up out of this life for her perfection.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father.
Y'all understand, she's been in commandments a long time ago. She was with old Herbert W. Armstrong. Most of y'all probably have never heard of him, nothing like that, man.
Sure.
Herbert W. Armstrong was an icon in the 50s and 60s, man. I'm using that to try to be pure, you know what I mean. He literally was, man. Worldwide Church of God. Huge, all across the country. They kept Sabbath everything. Mm-hmm. Personal rebuke. Everybody think that the Sabbath is exclusive to Seventh-day Adventists. Seventh-day Adventists don't even keep Sabbath. Who told y'all that just because they talk about the Sabbath that they keep it? They don't guard the Sabbath. No, they don't. No way, shape, fashion, or form. So if you definitely, if you are in your 50s, you should have heard of Herbert W. Armstrong. And you should have heard of his jackleg son, Ted Garner. Armstrong, boy, Teddy is about like Hunter Biden is the joke. And we ain't never had a sorry president in the history of mankind like Joe Biden. It's a national embarrassment. You know they laughing at us.
Yeah.
But Garner Ted was something else. Anyway, let me move on because I'm going to get deer in the headlights like I did last week when I start bringing up some of this old stuff. Well, you know, we ain't far right now. We're about a month and a half to the Feast of Trumpets. That's fast.
Yeah.
That's coming up on us quick.
Yeah.
Have y'all got y'all tent game ready?
Yes, sir.
I'm ready,
man. Man, I look forward to the feast, man, because I get to sleep out of the tent, man. It'd be, especially at night, a nice cool. You don't even need no AC. All you have to do is have just a little fan. You don't even have to have a fan, but the fan is just there for convenience. You don't have to worry about nobody rolling up on us because we have a roving guard. Yeah? I remember one year, man, we had a roving guard when we first doing the tabernacle things, right? Roving guard, and I walked up on one and one was asleep, man. You thought a nuclear bomb hit this community. I woke up everybody in the community rebuking the living hell. But I ever go to sleep on the watch where you have Israelite life.
Yeah.
You sleep and they kill you. We don't even get a chance to respond.
Yeah.
Some people take this serious, man. All you have to do is stay hard.
There you go.
Just stay hard. That don't mean you have to be hard every time. I mean, with everything that's coming, there's a balance in everything.
Yeah.
But somebody has got to mean more to you than you your own self.
Yeah.
I mean,
right there.
The good shepherd laid down his life. Man, even the apostles.
Oh,
the disciples said, man, you couldn't even watch me for 1 hour.
Come on.
That's just what's written down. I would love to have to see the rest of the story.
Yeah.
I bet he climbed all up in there. And mind you, he getting ready to go get impaled on a tree and got to climb all up in him.
Well,
we are unique, special kind of people. Like that. You think we will learn from the past. Well, we got Brother Michael Israel and his crew doing an excellent job, man. They on standby. We got some excerpts and stuff. We're going to do the stop-start thing here tonight because we can't miss any point, man. I think for those of you that are able, we have I think it's 20. It's going to be 20. Comes out to 19. We did two over, and we got one more that's going to be inside the pump patrol. We got a 21-yard concrete pour that we're setting up. Man, that's something. See that, Ellis? My brother, see, we got a concrete pour. We got to put that down on Tuesday. It's got to be put on the board. We have a concrete pour next Thursday, and then I'm on the road to Kansas to see Pastor Cora the very next day.
Wow.
And then on the road back again the day after that.
Man.
Just keep it going.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Well, we know that First Church and Geno Jennings is just totally silent. We're able to stop them mouths, wasn't we? Hmm? You know, I don't even really respond to them with peons no more. They totally irrelevant. Especially, y'all know I usually don't ever give a woman any time of the day. I don't even acknowledge a woman if she's trying to handle the scripture. Does that make sense? I just don't, man. It ain't that I don't honor a woman. It ain't that I don't. A woman's going to respect me. That's how this going to work. It ain't that I don't love a woman. I love her.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Like I said, if y'all want to see how I love women and how my house goes, all you got to do is look at them yourself.
Yes, sir.
They're a reflection of me.
Sure.
And you don't see them all heavy and downtrodden and depressed. And,
yes, sir.
You see the very opposite.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Praise God.
So I want to hear it. Give you a call. But tonight, I'm actually going to, what is her name? Is Angela D'Amica. How do you pronounce it, Ellis?
Minguez.
Where you get Minguez in there, man? You make up stuff like I do, man. Angela D'Amica. I'm just going to say Angela Jackson. How about that? Now, knowing that name is probably, you know, it's like one of them modern-day women where they want to keep the... We just won't leave it alone.
Right.
We just won't leave it. We're going to call it Angela Jackson.
Right.
We'll be here all night speculating, man. Nellie could probably pronounce it. Nellie, come here, Nellie. We'll get out of here. You done got me going now.
I don't know, man. It's that cheap
to
me, man.
I know, man. But this is a woman who's actually spoke favorable. What is that word?
Dominguez.
You said Dominguez. Okay, Angela Dominguez Jackson. So before we hear this, Ricardo Coleman says, Pastor, there's a video on YouTube that says she's a prophet. Oh, she is. And y'all told her, your kingdom is coming down. Oh, he's talking about a lady. In a day, hilarious. Tell her, just give us a day.
Ooh,
and y'all know how many false prophets have come this way, and then straightway, our kingdom is coming down for the last 30 years. It's been coming down for 30 years, and I'm sure one day it all will come down.
Yes, sir.
I mean everything, because there ain't going to be number one king.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. But I ain't got no problem if y'all raises up. And he puts down.
Yeah.
I don't have no problem with whatever y'all wants to do.
Oh, yeah.
But I tell you what, so-called prophetess, one thing you better not forget is touching y'all's anointing.
There you go.
See, all y'all people out there think that, okay, you think you hear from y'all. Out of more. What about me? My lifestyle is more of a reflection that I hear from y'all than what your whole generation has. What I do shows how much I fear y'all.
Oh, yeah.
More than your words.
Oh, hallelujah.
What did Paul say? Oh, they think they of y'all. So am I. You a Hebrew? So am I.
Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, true.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
What in the arrogance, man? A woman again. You ain't heard nothing. I'll tell you what.
I tell you what, you will go down before I will go down.
Hallelujah.
And let's get your name and address, or let's at least get your name, your real name, woman, and who you all about, so we can, because I remember what just happened not too long ago, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Where did this African woman prophesy hard, didn't she?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did she, y'all remember that? Y'all got that
yeah.
issue.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then had another man come on, co-sign him in. Ooh, they came out hard.
Yeah.
I left that video up right there in that corner for a whole year.
Yes, sir.
And I waited a whole year to say something.
Because
they said in 1 year,
thus
saith Yahweh. Yeah. That's what they said. Now somebody lied.
Yes, sir. Yes.
When you invoking his name and you said it, he said, I know what the book says. Well, they may say that, but I, y'all, have not sent them. These are people prophesying a vision of their own mind, of their own deceit, of their own heart. Y'all better be careful dropping y'all's name like that. Don't you know, man, that whatever you mean evil for me, man, that y'all gonna turn around and make it good for people that want you?
Yeah.
Now let's check this thing. We know that Yahweh is the creator of the universe.
He is.
And our Savior is Yahshua. And we do what he says because we live set apart. We guard his commandments. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And not only that, he has filled us with his love.
Oh, man.
Is that right?
Yes.
And we have exercised by his tender mercy the power that Elohim said that will be signed. That he'll give to them. And I, as an Israelite, am literally fulfilling what the obligation and duty of the word of the scripture says when he says, go out to every nation. When you see straightway, do you only see just one nation? Man, y'all better be careful as touching this man of y'all right
here.
I'm telling y'all, y'all better be real careful. I've watched y'all kill men who came out so adamantly against this word, this ministry, this truth. See, the problem is this. Y'all have a way that seemeth right.
Man.
Y'all think that we are so far off. And you have never, ever studied to find out to see how right we are.
There you go.
Why do you think that I get out here and challenge all the false prophets, false teachers like Elijah doing the false prophets? Think about that.
Come on with it.
Why do you think I do it? I'm not wicked. I'm not fleeing.
Come on.
I'm righteous.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Bold as a lion. And if you were really of y'all, you would have popped your ass to this front gate. And you would have came to me eyeball. And you would have said, thus saith Yahweh. Now, I'm going to listen when you say, thus saith Yahweh. And I might keep my mouth shut for a whole year listening. But damn it, if that year and that time come to pass and it don't happen, what are you going to do, give us an open credit card like the United States government got? One day is going to be any day when it may happen. It could be 30 years from now. My time is 40 years from now. They got him. Damn false prophet.
Just
stay in your place.
I mean.
You got two women in the whole of Scripture, and everybody think they Deborah, ain't nobody Miriam. Sorry, women, you better stay your tongue, woman. Go and clean your house and wash your behind and brush your teeth.
Amen. Please. Hallelujah.
Prophesy that.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to Israel.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Tell me nothing like that. If the Most High Yah gives me a word from somebody, I'm coming like Nathan did to David.
Oh,
I'm coming.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all people don't know Yah. You don't know. See what it is, based on their theology and what they have accepted as doctrine, which we're going to learn tonight.
Yes,
they get passionate in arrogant ignorance. Remember I told you I'm going to use that? They get arrogant in their ignorance and then assume they're coming from the right position. And they end up calling something sin that Yah never called sin, thereby calling Yah sin and a sinner himself.
Oh.
Man, this stuff is, I'm telling you, man, this stuff is something else. Woo. All right. Well, anyway, how did Nelly pronounce that? Dominican. There you go to the She said Dominican. Find this scripture where Nehemiah cursed the Israelites. I got it, 25, all right. All right, so before we get started tonight, let me come down. I mean, after all, if my T levels are 891, man, y'all see the reason why I respond the way I do. My motor are running like this. Around. They didn't know right from wrong. left from right, up from down, and down from up. They have become so perverted in their mind that they were assuming that they could serve Yahweh Elohim the way that they wanted to. But y'all had a prophet in the
land.
Do y'all know what would happen to Nehemiah if he was in America today?
Well, they do
just like they did that guy up in Canada. That guy was preaching on the street, man. They threw him in jail. Think about giving him 10 years to life in prison for preaching. But Nehemiah, that man of Yah. The Israelites were going away backwards. Their mind was polluted and perverted. And Nehemiah had contentions with them. And his man was so righteous that the prophet made sure that he had a book written in here.
Hallelujah.
Well, y'all ain't supposed to. Now, Nehemiah 13:16, go ahead and read, teach.
There dwelt men of Tyre also therein.
Hold on a second. Can everybody hear Teacher Shane pretty good? How's he coming in? We need to make sure, because we got to be heard. They come by here.
Come on, Seth.
We're going to get to, don't worry about it, we're going to get to the video that I told y'all about. Can't hear Teacher Shane. 17, okay. 7, 17, 5, 5, 7, 9, okay. He said he's going to turn it up a little bit. Turn it up a few decimals, Teacher. Nehemiah 13:16, read.
There dwell men of Tyre, also therein, which brought fish and all manner of ware, and sold on the Sabbath to the children.
Sold on the what?
Sabbath.
Sold on the what?
Sabbath.
Y'all so confused out here today, y'all don't even know what the Sabbath is. I tell people all the time, the Sabbath is not Saturday. And then they look at me all confused. I just told you the truth. The Sabbath don't start on Saturday.
Right.
We're going to be more concrete and to make you understand. It starts on what you call Friday night. That's what it does, isn't it right? And that's when the Sabbath starts. Somebody says, well, it's the lunar Sabbath. Now we got a lunar Sabbath. Go read that. You see, the one thing that people always forget is that Yah has always had a people on the face of planet Earth that kept his commandments. People don't know that Israel is scattered in every nation. When Israel is scattered in every nation, he had another people that come from the Caucasus Mountain called the Ashkenazi who come and hijack our religion. And then they end up keeping it. Because in the 7th century, there was a king by the name of King Bulgan. I ain't going to go through all this history. Now, come on, man. Anyway, let's just go ahead and roll it. I'll be breaking it down to the lowest common denominator all night long to a bunch of arrogant, ignorant people that don't know nothing. Just listen. If you got ears to hear, you listen. If you don't, I don't give a damn. I'm not the one to give you the ears to hear. I am not the one that don't understand it.
Wow.
But you can't understand without a preacher. You can't hear without a preacher. You can't believe right without a preacher. Read on, Jesus.
And sold on the Sabbath unto the children of Judah and in Jerusalem.
Now, isn't that an infraction on the Sabbath? That's a transgression, right?
Yeah.
Because our book teaches, I told you Christians, y'all just need to go and write your own Bible.
There you go.
And stop trying to use our Bible and try and tell us what it says when you don't even know what the hell it says. You don't even obey the thing. Go get your own book. I mean, why would you want to use our book to twist and warp the whole meaning of it? Go get your own book and be at peace. Read on.
Then I contended with the nobles of Judah.
No. You mean a prophet of the Most High Yah? He contended. He contended. Where did he get his Bible from? He was straight to the nobles or the leaders of Judah. He didn't go to the people. He went straight to the leaders.
Hallelujah.
What did he say?
Son of man that lay a hold on it and keep of the Sabbath from polluting it
and keeping his hands from doing any evil. Hallelujah. That's
good. Hallelujah.
We always agree that. Thank you for the offer, my brother. Read on, teach.
Now I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves and that they should come and keep the gate to sanctify the seventh day.
Now, first of all, why you got to command the Levites who's supposed to be in charge of the temple services anyway? He's telling them their job.
Yeah.
I'm commanding you. You better wash yourself.
Hallelujah.
And you better get your ass out there. Oh, he didn't talk like that. Oh, really?
Oh, yes, yes.
And who told you that ass was prophetic?
Wow.
Ass has been around for centuries.
Yep.
Is he written in your Bible?
Ooh.
As ass.
Yes, sir.
Read on.
Remember me, O Yah.
Now, wait a minute. First of all, he threatened Israelites.
Ooh, yeah.
Who Yah gave his life for, do we love him?
Yes, yeah.
Who he protected him.
Yes,
they were chosen people, right?
Yes,
huh? Is that right?
Yeah.
And he's commanding and demanding if you better do this, because if you don't do it, I'm going to whoop all y'all ass.
Yes,
and then I'm telling you, try it again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go pray to Yah. All you want, but bring your ass to this wall again. Because whatever you believe to be Yah is, he's not going to deliver you out of my hands. You got that right. Man, Nehemiah, boy, he had to be peaking at a 1500.
Yeah.
Come on.
Remember me, oh my Yah, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of your mercy.
Right. Don't that go against the logic of the thing?
Come on.
How can Nehemiah have the arrogance and the audacity of threatening folks? And then asking Yah to remember him.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hallelujah.
And y'all remember them too?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Keep reading. Watch this.
In those days, also saw I, Yehudi, the married wives of Ashdod, Ammon, and of Moab.
That'd be like those days, you Israelites, marry them heathens out hell. Now, what the?
No, sir.
Not I. What the hell y'all think y'all doing? Oh, we Americans. Oh, your ass is Israelite. Don't you claim being Israelite? Oh, yeah, but I'm an American too. Good, we're going to whoop your ass.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be one or the other.
Yeah.
You can't serve two.
Hell no.
Come on.
Nope.
Watch this, read.
And their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod.
Wow.
And could not speak in the Yehudim language.
Don't determine that don't fit up.
Yeah.
Come on.
But according to the language of each people.
Don't learn everybody else's damn language because we're in captivity. How the hell we speaking Spanish when we've been taken into captivity by the Portuguese? And then they gave us their damn language. And the Spaniards. How the hell we speaking? How the hell we speaking English? That's a northern damn, that's a northern Viking Celt mismatch of a damn hell. It's like, we can't even speak real Hebrew. And then you got the people who claim to be Israelites, claim to be Israel over that land, been transplanted in that land, and they're speaking half broken Hebrew and the other half Germanic, German, Yiddish, and calling it Hebrew. And y'all ass up there, trying to, he made light of them. Oh, man. And he bought into contempt. He despised them. they esteem them lightly, vile. In other words, this is giving you these little synonyms right here. You sons of a bitches. You damn half-breed ass damn, damn red damn half-thinking ass cow fool ass. Boy, and my job being very PG.
Come on, man.
Yeah. He went in on that. He cursed. So let me see. So how many of y'all dumb, ignorant, stupid ass Americans now want to contend with me about cursing when you don't even know what the hell cursing is? And here's a man of y'all. We read it right here.
Yep.
Right here, Nehemiah 13:25, and I contended with them and cursed them, and then I whooped their ass even while I cursed them.
Yeah.
That's what smoke means. That means I hit them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then all of that, I pulled their damn hair out their damn skin. Today, y'all will say, what kind of man are y'all is that?
Right.
See, they don't know.
They don't know.
So you got to understand, with the condition of the way the this world thinks today, when the two prophets show up on the scene, they're going to be vile according to this world. They are so twisted and so much under strong delusion today, they're not even going to recognize them. They are going to actually start coming after us for telling the world that those are the witnesses. And the book says, man, they are constantly going to be warring with these two witnesses. That's the condition of the world. And some of you who claim to name the name of Yah and Yahshua, you in the same mindset. And you sitting up there trying to teach against a man who teaches you to keep the commandments because you don't like my tone or the inflection of my voice. That's why you women shut up and sit down. And you men out there, I don't think too much about you men out there who have women on the internet contending with men.
Hallelujah.
What is that? Is your wife's balls bigger than yours? Y'all ain't no men. Y'all damn males. Castrated.
There you go.
Man, your dang your wife got bigger balls than you do. So let me see. You're going to condemn me, but I understand you also condemn the amount too.
Yeah.
Read on.
And made them swear by Yah.
Boy, you know what? Nehemiah's doing a lot of force in here.
He's
using a lot of force, physical force. He's making these people do a lot of stuff. Today, y'all going to run to Papa government, wouldn't you? Showing you who you serve.
Oh, come on, Seth.
Read on.
Made them swear by Yah, saying, you shall not give your daughters to their son, nor take their daughters unto your sons, all for yourself.
Keep reading.
Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things?
Down.
Yet among many nations, there was no king like him.
Wow.
Who was beloved of his Elohim, and God made him king over all Israel.
Won't y'all just start saying that Pastor Dowd is a pure sign that Yahweh loves y'all? Why don't we just take it that way? Because there ain't too many men today that's got the husk or the balls that will stand up and talk the way I talk to the midst of this wicked and perverse generation that will contend with these bastards out here that are deceiving you, that will call their ass out and tell them, bring your ass out here to Mount Carmel. They ain't gonna do that. But yet, I'm wrong. Something wrong with me. Someone that love you enough to tell you the truth. Oh, I believe me. I get it, though. See, I know that today, in real Israel, so-called real Israel, you can't handle a man like this Nehemiah, so you damn sure ain't gonna be able to handle a man like me. I wish that Nehemiah was here like that.
Yeah.
You know, they'll put him to death.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, it would.
And then be sending presents one to another while he did it to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin.
Oh. Wow.
Shall we then hearken unto you?
Don't that make sense? I'm asking the people all the time.
Oh.
Why the hell should we listen to these damn people? That is a hell to the no, no, no.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man,
wow.
In honor of Bishop Bullwinkle.
Come on. Truth.
Hell no. To the no. To the no, no, no. Read on.
Shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our Elohim and marry strange wives?
Come on. Come on. And anyway, y'all get it right.
Ooh, yeah.
So I hope that we put the silence of ignorant men in that area. Let's move on. So my brother Michael Israel has got an excerpt here. We're going to be visiting. Now listen. I'm trying to keep my tea levels and my man spirit, I'm not going to suppress him, but I want to keep him down because that's a woman. First of all, she just take it as a great honor I'm even addressing her.
Yeah.
I usually don't fool with women.
Yeah.
True. I usually don't. But I'm going to see if she can be game.
Oh, yeah.
Because she came in humility, as best as she know how.
Yes.
You have to understand, when you realize someone's condition and you know where they at, you, with the knowledge,
wow,
are supposed to be the one that have the humility to try to help bring them up from where they at. So we're going to make an attempt to not only reach her, but reach many of you who are in the valley of decision, hung between two opinions.
Come on.
So I'm going to try my best to maintain myself and be very tactful and very respectful and honor, while at the same time not compromising what the word says.
That's
all right? All right. So we're going to address Angela Jackson. Angela D. Jackson, we'll put it like that. So let's go with it and let's see what she has to say. And I'll tell you when to stop. Brother Israel, come on with it. Turn it up loud.
I'd like to share that with you. This is why you know I'm here and sharing what I feel is a serious error with Pastor Dow. So here it is. Let's go to Scripture because he wants Scripture. So we're going to go here. We're going to go to 1 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, 2nd verse. It says, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, and apt to teach. So we just want to focus on Pastor Dow right from the name. You know, he says he's a pastor. So a bishop, a pastor, apostle, these particular people that are saying that they are, if they are, they are people who are overseers, they are running congregations, they are in charge or running the church. Okay?
All right, let's stop right there for a second. It did go up some, didn't it? I heard a volume go up and then it went back down. Y'all did good. Turn the thing back up where y'all at. Now, all right, so sis, excuse me. There you go. So, all right, she started off by saying that she's going to address some things that she feels. Number one, this has nothing to do with how somebody feels.
There you go.
Come on.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with emotions.
No.
All right?
True.
That's what she said. And she says she's going to go to Scripture.
Yeah. Yep.
Now listen, I heard that's what she said.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the first thing that she quoted was a letter.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
She did not quote Scripture.
Yeah.
She did not. See, this is the stuff I'm talking to us about. That same book in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says all Scripture.
Ooh.
It's given by inspiration of Yah.
Yeah.
That's what it says, right?
Yeah.
She said she was going to Scripture. Sister, you did not go to Scripture.
There you go.
You went to a letter that Paul wrote to Timothy.
Yeah.
Is that concrete? How are we doing, everybody? Are we following this? So right now, the speech is broken and garbled and distorted.
Yeah.
All right? But we got to hit these points like this so people can get it.
Yeah,
all right? Because you have to understand, today, this type of religious demeanor is accepted amongst people. The Bible did say that people will come to you wolves in sheep clothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by good words and fair speeches, they would deceive the heart of the simple.
Yeah.
So when you listen to her, she's acceptable to the whole world right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who would reject the way she speaks, her approach? Oh, man, that's acceptable. Man, she sounds like a good Christian.
Yeah.
Are you following? So thus far, she's been nothing but respectable so far. And right now, she's sincere, but right now, she's sincerely off. She already started off wrong out the gate. But we're going to still stay focused on the subject at hand. We're just pointing out areas that need to be corrected so you can be more concrete in your speech. If you go to Scripture, go to Scripture. If you go to a letter, tell us you're quoting from a letter or an apostle so that when you're over here dealing with the likes of people like us, we're at least just trying to give you the benefit of the doubt that you're not some ignorant and unlearned woman. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Because the audience that you have, they hear a total different way. We understand where y'all are coming from.
Oh,
but the ideal is you need to understand where we're coming from because we are the people of the book.
Oh.
Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
Let's go on with it, Brother Israel.
According to 1 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the 2nd verse, Pastor Dow, you are not, you know, in a position to be an authority in the position of the overseer and being a pastor of your church, because the Bible says that you have to be blameless, the husband of one wife. But you have three wives, son. Let's take a look at blameless.
Okay, right, let's stop right here. It is amazing how that when she quoted 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. I want y'all to listen to me, okay? She, the focus that she tried to start off the audience was, is one wife. But she immediately didn't go look up the definition from the original language of the word one. But she does want to go straight to the word blameless and look that up.
Yeah, yeah.
See, the whole issue is, right now, is that I'm disqualified in her eyes and their eyes because I have more than one wife.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
It says word bishop, but bishop means overseer. So let's just throw some concrete ideas out here real quick, okay? All right, so number one, Abraham is the father of faith.
Yes.
True. If we follow her logic, her thinking, and her line of reasoning, Father Abraham could not be an overseer in her church she attends or her assembly.
Yep. Yep.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes.
True.
Yes.
He couldn't do it. He'd be disqualified.
Yes.
Because Father Abraham, he had quite a few women.
Yes.
Now, the reason why I didn't say wives, because there's no word for wife in the Hebrew.
Yes, yes.
I know this is confusing to y'all. So, concretely, Abraham had we know for sure that he had Sarah and Hagar.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to find out a little bit later on, her indictment and her charges is just like the rest of this misinformed world. She's assuming that it's sin for a man to have more than one woman. That's just her opinion.
Yes, sir.
As much as the world's opinion.
Yes.
But I always ask the question, does Yahweh Elohim change?
No.
Okay, so since he don't change, does his son, Jesus Christ, does he change?
No, sir.
I'm asking him.
No, sir.
If y'all ever born out of his lips, he would no longer be a perfect Yah, right? And if he's not perfect, he cannot be Yah. Is that right?
That's right.
If we follow their logic and line of reason, Moses, the custodian of the law, prophet of God, he couldn't be an elder in today's church.
No, he couldn't.
Or assembly.
No.
Even though he led all of Israel out of Egypt and received the laws, the statutes, and the commandments of the Most High God, he took. You disqualified Moses.
Damn.
I mean, y'all hear this? Is this not nonsensical?
Yes, sir.
Okay? Jacob, the progenitor of Israel, had four women.
Yeah.
Four of them.
Okay.
Out of which come the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
He could not be an elder, a pastor, a bishop, an overseer. With that line of thinking, all of these men are totally disqualified.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. David.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
There you go.
King. Come on, man.
King David, a man after Yah's own heart.
Yes, sir.
And let me go back to Father Abraham for a second.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, you know, that woman he had, Hagar, that had Ishmael, she decides she's going to take off and run away from the house.
Man.
Yah met her in the way.
Yeah.
The Creator met her in the way and told her, go back.
Yeah.
So if she was in a sinful relationship, why would Yah send her back?
Come on.
We're talking about the unchanging Yah. So he has a perspective and point of view the way that he sees.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And she has a perspective and point of view the way she sees.
Yeah.
And the world is mostly on her side.
Yeah.
But Yah ain't.
No.
So back to David. David had 18 women.
No.
Eight wives, 10 concubines. The king of Israel.
Yes, sir.
Man after Yah's heart.
Yes, sir.
David, let me tell all of you. Abraham, Jacob, Moses, and David, y'all sit down. You have no voice at all in today's assembly.
Ooh.
You are not qualified.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because you all have more than one woman.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Y'all hearing this, right?
Yes, sir.
Now you see the reason why I say she's sincere, but sincerely wrong?
Right. Yes, sir.
Because, I mean, you know, people, they're under this illusion. That is two different books. And Yah changed his mind.
Come on.
No. This is nonsensical. Y'all see I'm taking it easy, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is disturbing to me, though. This is literally disturbing.
Yes, sir.
Because then you look at a warrior by the name of Gideon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He has 70 sons. You know how many women it takes him to make 70 sons? And y'all call him a mighty man of valor.
Mighty man.
I think what needs to be reevaluated is your knowledge of Scripture. And I'm trying my best to pull. I'm trying to bring it down to the most. You follow? I'm a man of truth here now.
Yes, sir.
Yep. I ain't even gave you first century history. I ain't even told you what Josephus said. We just sticking with this book right now.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, go ahead, Michael Israel. Let's go on. We're going to go on now. We're trying to move on.
Bible Dictionary. Blameless is without fault or crime. Blameless is without fault or crime. So what 1 Timothy... the third chapter, the second verse is saying is it is a crime for a man to have more than one wife.
Stop. And didn't I say that?
Didn't I say that?
That's crazy. It says that an overseer or a bishop must be blameless to the husband of one wife, which she never defines what that word one is. She didn't do it, but we're going to do it.
Yeah, come on, do it.
Hallelujah.
Because we got a prophet by the name of Jeremiah that told us, and not only do we have a prophet, but we have the Most High himself that told us that people were going to be removing prophecy from this earth.
Wow, wow. Yeah.
The prophet says that you got the penmanship of a scribe that is in vain. And so we live in a European culture where the white people, the white man rule and dominate, and they have put forth their Eurocentric perspective and penmanship into our word, and they made it fit their monogamous culture. However, if we are intelligent, we know that the so-called, I got to speak the way y'all speak so you can understand where I'm coming from, Old Testament is written from the Hebrew. The New Testament is translated from the Greek. That Greek came from the Septuagint, the Latin. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
And so, if we have something presented to us in English, it would behoove us to look behind these words that have been translated to see if it's so.
Yes,
does that same book that we in tells you to study to show yourself approved?
Yes, sir.
That same letter. Unto y'all. A workman that needeth not be ashamed,
right,
but rightly dividing the word. That's what we're doing, rightly dividing. So why would you go out on a hinge and just only try to define the word blameless, which there's not one man alive is blameless today? Put blameless in him.
Come on.
We can be perfect in him.
But
we ourselves are not blameless. And she's heading to the point where she's getting ready to say, not only is a crime, but I'm a criminal. That means Abraham's a criminal. Jacob's a criminal. This is some bold stuff. Ma'am, let me say this with all due respect, because I think you're along my age. I think that you need to do some serious repenting tonight. Because while you may be think that you're true in your sayings and you're sincere, but you're sincerely wrong, you're actually indicting y'all.
Absolutely.
You're calling every man that y'all ordain a criminal. Because you in a culture, in a society, that's only 20% of the world that believes this way in monogamy. The world is 80% polygynous. The world. This culture has greatly and evilly affected the minds of y'all. Let's go on, Brother Israel. Come on with it.
Begin with. So if you want to be in leadership, they're saying no. No. You have to be blameless. No. You can't have more than one wife.
Stop.
So you have three wives. Fidel.
She said if you want to be in leadership. First of all, I ain't never wanted to be in leadership. Not in this.
That's good.
Come on now.
No, this is a calling.
There you go.
And you don't get to call yourself in this.
No.
But most of you know my story. Here's the Cliff Notes version. I was a soldier. I was doing pretty good. At the time that y'all called me, I just hit over 6.5 years, and I was a staff sergeant. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes,
in the military. I got out close to 10, like 9 years, 9 months. I just call it 10. Mm-hmm. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
I'm doing my soldier thing. I ain't thinking about y'all.
Yes, sir.
One day, man, he knocked me off of my high horse. And gave me a Damascus Road down in Fort Polk, Louisiana. Leesville, Louisiana. And not knowing anything about the Holy Spirit, he filled me with his spirit.
Hallelujah.
That's his name. For the hell that is pursued from there since that point. But I thank y'all for the journey. see, a lot of people, y'all, it's easy for y'all in America to give your little testimony about standing on Jesus, but you ain't got no teeth in the game. You ain't never had your livelihood on the line. You never had your life threatened to where you was threatened with jail. You could end up in Fort Leavenworth. You don't know nothing about none of that. None of y'all, a lot of y'all don't know nothing about sacrifice and standing on this word. Knowing good and well you have a wife and two children right here, what are they going to do without you? Yes. I believe what they said in Acts 5:29 when it says you all obey Yah.
Yeah.
Rather than man.
Yeah.
I was willing to suffer everything.
Oh.
And did.
Thank you.
And so excuse me for a moment if I can't present the fact that these people who have never given up one damn thing. And I think you can sit and speak in the same room that I can. They made one sacrifice. They've not even tried to obey the scripture that is written. All right, let's get back on this real quick. Come on.
But when every time you get in the pulpit, on the stage, in front of your congregation, you're showing these young men and young women that it's okay, and it's not, according to 1 Timothy, the third chapter, second verse. Now, what's even more alarming is you guys teach 1 Timothy, the second verse, the second chapter, the 12th verse, what says, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence, right? I hear you guys teach this. No, 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 women don't teach. You know, you be in your place. But if you look at it, it's in the same book, right? The same book that tells you you cannot be a pastor because you have more than one wife.
Stop. Again, this is a bunch of broken and garbled script, I mean, thoughts here.
Yeah.
Everything she's given is personal opinion.
Yeah.
And she is uncertain. See, again, it tells you cannot be a pastor. It doesn't say that. You cannot be, and it says you cannot be a bishop or an overseer. That's what it says. You keep inserting a lot of opinions, telling everybody what it says. I don't understand what is the correlation of 1 Timothy 2:12. What does that got to do with the subject matter at hand?
Yeah.
I mean, right now, you're spending all this time trying to tell me how blameless I need to be. And you're supposed to be focusing and center your attention on one wife, the husband of one wife.
Right.
And we're jumping around all over the place.
Yeah.
What, we're trying to build a case?
Yeah,
I mean, what court of law are we in here? I mean, because right now, the very scripture that you quoted or the very letter that you quoted, it condemns you and what you're doing
yeah,
right now.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, yeah. Man.
I mean, who are you to presume that you can teach me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I know that I said in the video, I listened to it very carefully. Any woman or man, I said that. And I went back and I said, why did I say woman? Well, but I put it out there. So now I got to sit down and eat that. But that still doesn't justify you in breaking the instructions of Paul. When he says, I suffer not a woman to teach, are you not seeking to persuade the minds of some people
yes.
to come over to your side by giving out this, let me see, what do you say he's going to do? Show me my error? So far you haven't shown nothing. Nothing at all. And nor do you usurp authority over men, but the Bible says, to be silent or to woman be quiet. That's basically what it says. And then that same author who wrote Timothy a letter, he wrote a letter to the assembly at Corinth.
Yep. Yes,
and he gave the instructions in his letter in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 34 and 35, the same author. Because, you know, the way our law works, out of mouth two more witnesses,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So Paul is giving his witness not only to Timothy, but he's giving his witness to Corinth.
Mm.
And he says, read
14:34. Let your women
wow.
keep silent in the assembly.
And that's the problem that we have in the day. Women today just cannot keep their mouth shut.
Yeah. Boy.
If y'all would learn how to shut up, then y'all would do good. But see, y'all despise talk like that. You always got something to say, and the majority of the time you open up your mouth, people can't even surgically remove and get rid of all the mess out of your mouth. We can't even surgically clean the mess that y'all have put into it. So if he's telling you to be quiet, be silent, and shut up over there in 1 Timothy 2:12, he's telling the assembly of Corinth the same thing. He says, let your women keep silent in the assemblies. And then he says this, read.
For it is not permitted unto them to speak.
You don't even have the right to even talk. And I'm sitting here trying to figure out. I can go on and on in the same book or the letter that we're in. Sister, Paul taught y'all, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father. Am I not an elder? If I don't know what, if I'm not an elder, I don't know who is. Are you following me? I mean, we are trying to correct someone while we're breaking the very thing that we're saying we're correcting. We're breaking the rules to it. Read.
But they are commanded to be under obedience.
They're commanded to be under obedience at what?
As also says the law.
Now, wait a minute. Ain't the law scripture?
Yeah, that's the script.
Well, where does it say that at? Well, the law, Numbers, Bar Mikvah, chapter 30, write it down, verses 3 through 13. He's trying to teach you. I'm giving you what it says. You're going to read it for yourself now. I'm not going to read the whole thing tonight.
It's written.
Y'all got to have some teeth in the game. Hey, you always want to comment about something. Comment to yourself when this book reads, when you read this book.
There you go.
Be a true witness. See, you're supposed to be quiet in the assembly because you're not even permitted to speak. And then it says, you are commanded to be under obedience. Said the law, Torah. And then it tells you, and I'm going to ask a question, sister. You need to answer me on the video. Are you married? Are you married? I need to know that. Because first of all, when you answer that question, I'm going to answer right now. I need a truth answer because I got two questions after that. If you say you married, I'm going to ask, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Yeah, wow.
You are out of order.
Yeah.
And then if you are married, I'm kind of wondering now, what kind of man are you married to?
Yeah.
He's suspect now.
Yeah.
Now, it goes on in verse 35, and it says, read,
and if they will learn anything,
if a woman is going to learn anything,
let them ask your husband to ask home.
So if you want to know what I'm doing while I'm doing it, go ask your husband at home.
Wow, there you go.
Don't come out here to the court of public opinion trying to court an opinion over to your side. The books tell you as a woman, learn from your husband at home.
Come on.
And then he said, look at the injustice that's going on. Yeah. Look at the rebuke that Paul says. Read.
For it is a shame for a woman to speak in the assembly.
But y'all, I know what y'all going to do. Y'all going to speak, though.
Hallelujah.
Wow. You don't care how much the book says, but you're going to do it, though.
Yeah.
You're going to defy the word. See, this is the problem right here. Because this woman is coming under a cloak of militia.
Yes.
She's not being dishonorable. She's not being disrespectful. But yet, at the same time, being dishonorable and being disrespectful.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir. Mm.
She's trying to teach someone the scripture from her perspective while at the same time breaking the scripture.
Dang.
Right.
And all I hear is a bunch of assertions, and I hear a bunch of feelings, and I hear about what I believe. It ain't got nothing to do with that. Is everybody doing all right? Women, the majority of your problems today is because y'all cannot keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
and get under the command of obedience. That's where your salvation is.
Wow. Wisdom.
Are you all right, my brother?
Hey, I'm about to
get
one of
the
books.
You all right? Let's roll on, Brother Israel. Let's go on.
In the same book that you're teaching women to be quiet and to be in your place. So this takes us over to Matthew. Matthew 7:3-5 says, "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thy own? Or how would thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thy eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye."
Stop there for a second. Can anybody tell me what relevance does that have?
None.
You can deal with it. Oh, man.
I mean, the offense doesn't lie in me.
Oh, Jesus.
This is crazy. The beam that is in your eye is the offense.
That's it. Come on.
You trying to pull what you think a mote to be out of my eye, but it's a beam in yours that's causing the offense.
That's it. You belong to.
Out of your own mouth, you are either justified, or out of your own mouth, you are either condemned. Why don't you listen to the Holy Spirit that's trying to talk to you? You thinking that you're out here to preach that you care about it, but the Holy Spirit is using your own mouth to rebuke you. Y'all see the reason why I'm trying to keep my man spirit out? I'm talking to a woman. I'm trying to keep mercy with a man.
Oh, man.
So I'm praying and hoping that you have ears to hear.
Hallelujah.
I think you'll be a good teacher to women once you are taught right.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Wow, this is good.
But you got a lot of things you got to clean up, sis.
Hallelujah.
I mean, if you want to be taught, I can give you Mother Carol's personal number. She'll teach you.
Hallelujah.
That's
awesome. Come on.
Just let me know.
Hey,
just
don't know.
All right. Come on, Michael. Let's roll. We doing pretty good the whole time. Everybody all right? Everybody all right? Come on with it.
A hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shall those see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye.
Hold on for a second.
Yeah?
I don't know who started calling her Gina Jennings, but that ain't her name, so stop with the dispersions.
Hallelujah.
I told y'all from the very beginning, we're trying to keep this tactful and respectful and honorable, because that's the vein that she came in.
Yeah.
So don't get in there. I don't know who in the hell who started, but if you're part of Straightway, elders, y'all should be rebuking their ass, because we don't do stuff like that. The Gentile nations do shit like that.
Hallelujah.
We don't do stuff like that.
Yes,
if you hear what I'm putting out, don't throw out dispersions. Don't sit up there and call her out of her name. She, at the beginning of the program, we clearly identified what her name was.
Yeah.
Let's stay tactful in this. All right? Is that good?
Yes, sir.
All right, come on with it, y'all. Come on, Brother Israel.
It's an error, okay? The error I see in Pastor Dow is that the Bible says that you have to be blameless to be an overseer in a church, a congregation, a pastor, apostle, all those things. You have to have one wife. It is a crime in God's eye. That's what it says. Blameless says it's a crime to do that.
All right, let's stop here for a second. All right, y'all hear that? She said it's the error that she sees.
Yeah.
And I believe that because it depends on the lens that you're looking out of.
Yeah.
I did take the time again, even though I already knew it, to look up the word one.
Yes, you said.
what it meant in the Greek. And that word is Greek number 3391. It is Mia. Now, so that y'all know that I'm not an advocate of all these brand new programs. I believe in using them as a tool for the benefit, but even they need to be checked out. Remember, I've always taught y'all, check out Strong's.
Yeah.
Because this modern day Strong's, it doesn't agree with this old Strong's.
Right.
Hey, Father, you see, you can tell this is an old Strong's right here. This is an old one. The pages are turning yellow. This is old Strong's. And when you go to Blue Letter Bible and you click on it, it would give you the Greek word Mia at the very top. But when you click on it, it's going to take your head. Are you following me? So, you remember before the broadcast, I said, where's my old Strong's at? So I went straight to look for my old Strong's. And just to verify that the blue, Esau was right in their definition. Are you following me? In defining the words. I went and got my old, you know, because we didn't have the internet back then. We had this. This was our intern.
This
is how I learned.
Hallelujah.
Right here.
Yes, sir.
All right. So we go to the same Greek word in 2 Timothy 2:12. Is that right? Or is she talking about 2:6? No, 1 Timothy 3:2.
Yeah.
All right, 1 Timothy 3:2, and it's number 3391. Is that right? And here it is. One of y'all come over here and read this. Greek number 3391, it says meal. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And it says what?
One or first. A certain, a Greek, first, one, other.
There you go. You get the concrete definition. Same thing you read right here.
Yes,
are you following?
Yes, sir.
Everybody getting that so far?
Yes, sir.
Everybody got that, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, that word one is also used and translated in the New Testament or Renewed Covenant, again, in many other places. All right? So the word Mia means A. So if we could read it according to the proper translation, it would say, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of a wife.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Not just one.
Yeah.
A wife.
Yeah.
Vigilant, sober, of good behavior.
Yeah. Wow.
Or it could be translated a woman or husband of a first wife. At least he needs to have at least one.
He's one wife.
At least. Because he also in his structure says, a man does not know how to rule his own house.
Oh.
How can he take care of the house of Yahweh? If you can't rule your own house where you have women and children, how are you going to take care of y'all's house? You got to have some type of experience to know how to rule. You ain't no apostle.
Straight shooter.
Are you following? Must be given a good behavior, vigilant, sober, good behavior, and given to hospitality and apt to teach. Do I not fit all of this?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on now. Look what he says. So, according to proper translation, the overseer must at least have one wife.
Yep.
First wife.
Yep.
Or a wife.
Yep.
Well, how do we know this? We're going to go a little bit farther, Israel.
Hallelujah.
Is that all right?
Yep.
We're going to go a little bit farther, man. So, if we go over to Matthew 5:19. We're going to go in. We're going in. We're going to use the same word, one. 5:19, we'll use the same exact word, one. Are y'all,
I'm getting rid of all my bumps pages.
Y'all come on back up. Y'all get it, right? Are everybody here? Everybody doing all right? Everybody, I ain't going to say feel all right because she's doing a lot of feeling. I don't want to do no feeling. We want to be concrete in our application, right? All right. So what I call Matthew 5:19?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and read, Teach. Whosoever therefore shall break one.
Stop.
One, right? One. So let's go to Matthew 5:19. Look at what's that word?
31.
Mia, Greek number 3391. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Same definition.
Amen.
Now watch this. Watch this. One of these, read on.
Least commandment.
Stop. It's commandment single on the floor.
Come on.
I mean, commandment not.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Come on. United, according to the Hebrew.
Yes, sir.
Y'all getting it?
Yes, sir.
People need help today.
Yeah,
see, they're unstudied and unlearned.
Yeah,
and because they're unstudied and unlearned, they always wrestling the scriptures to their own destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A misconception of today. A man cannot be one flesh with more than one woman. That's a misconception. We just got finished proving, according to 1 Corinthians 6:16, that even if you lay with a harlot, you can be more than one flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is not the Father and the Son united?
Come on.
Are they not in agreement?
Yeah.
Are they not one?
One.
Yeah. And now y'all should say, I am my Father.
One.
I don't want to hear this, man. Y'all just stop this, man. Just, so it's obvious sexual intercourse joins a man and a woman as one flesh, be they married or in sin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So regardless of the marital status, a man can in fact be one flesh with more than one woman.
Come on.
Mm. If you
that's good.
Yeah, we men are one.
Come on.
Oh.
That's
it.
That's
when he goes lays with a heart, it does not mean that he's married to the heart.
Come on.
Because a marriage requires a covenant and an agreement, and then consummation. Is that right?
Right.
So the word Mia that we've been reading about, 1-1-1-1-1. Man, these people, they don't know. They all mixed up and screwed up. They don't know what they're talking about in any way, shape, fashion, or form. So when you're dealing with an Israelite who is extremely well-informed on what Scripture says, you got to concede, sister.
Yes.
Don't let your pride get in the way.
Come on.
Don't let your arrogance humble yourself. Now, isn't it amazing? Now, these same people that would tout that, they would say that Yahshua is coming back for one church. Oh, you mean like when he goes to his own country? The country is also shared by other people too, so is their country as well?
Yes, sir.
As well as his own?
Yes, sir.
Meaning they corporately all identify with that country?
Come on.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
So if we can show you five places in Scripture where the Most High clearly states and says that he has two wives, he said that himself.
Yes, sir.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
And when Yahshua says, look, I'm going to give you an understanding of something. I got something to tell you. I want you to understand the parable of the five wise and the five foolish.
Come on.
But there were 10 virgins.
Come on.
You mean it? I thought, why don't you just need one?
One king.
You got one king, but he going to be married. We know for sure he got five of them out of that king.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He even speaks in Hebraic terms in our culture.
Yeah.
I can't help that you people being Europeanized and you despise and you hate Jeremiah 17 verse 4. I can't understand for the life of me why you hate Yah so much that you're willing to go to no lengths to twist, warp, and distort the very word of Yah in order to keep how you feel and your opinion so it can be exalted above the word of Yah. It's just something's wrong. Something is gravely wrong today. Reteach.
And you, even yourself, shall discontinue from your heritage that I gave you. That will cause you to
start for a second. Do we understand more like Hebrews or more like Europeans today?
Come on.
We've been over here in this country.
Like
we've been taught after the European way. We've been discontinued from our heritage. Do we still have our same songs or mostly songs we learned from Europeans? Unless we make them up ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Do we have the same foods? What do we learn? The culture.
Yep.
What do we learn it from? We learn it from the captors.
Yep.
We got to be real.
Yep.
But we've had to repent.
Yep.
And turn.
Yep.
Yep. Anybody hear me?
Yep.
Yep.
I've feel sorry for the sister, man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Michael, let's hear some more.
We know even here in the States, as wicked as it is, in 50 of the states, they do not, you know, approve being married to more than one wife. Okay? And neither does the Bible.
Stop. Now, we use the analogy of the states in line with what she calls what the Bible says as an authority. Because they say it, the states, that a man can only be married to one woman. Are you following? Well, these same states said that a man can be married to a man, that a woman can be married to a woman.
Right.
And it is legal. The same states.
Yes, sir.
Say that.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of you like condemning Pastor Dow. And y'all keep using this English word, wife. I try my best to keep educating y'all. When you hear us use it, we use it because we know where your mindset is. But we know what we're saying.
Yes, sir.
We talking about my woman or my ish.
Yes, sir.
Or my ish. You get it.
Yep.
Now, y'all don't understand that. Because you won't study. You won't go look it up.
That's true.
So we have to try to speak words you understand. So, okay, and it's obvious because y'all going to see she's going to, it's obvious she watches everything that I put out. Because she knows how long I've been married to my girl.
Mm-hmm.
She knows how long that I've been on Bunk Belly.
Yep.
Wow. And she knows about summer, and she knows I got a child by.
Yes. Wow.
Yes. She knows my life better than I do.
I mean, she watches.
And I'm living it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come on.
And out of which she even says that they are all beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say that. But watch this. So, right now, according to the laws of the United States of America, and if y'all listen to me, type 7.
Seven.
If y'all listen, type 7. So watch this, Israel. So the laws of this world, United States of America, it states that you can only have one wife on paper. The only time you break the laws according to the Gentiles, which, and I'm going to say my statement again, and I hope y'all lodge this, natural laws may be sufficient to constrain ordinary men.
Yes. Yes.
But when a Samson.
Yeah.
With all three of my which is above the law of
ignorance.
See, you have to have the laws of ordinary man in order to constrain you and restrain you and compel you to do right.
Oh,
I got the fear of y'all. And I know that one day I'm going to meet the one who let me tell you what he says. For let us hear the conclusion. So don't sit up there and imply that I'm sinning. Because that's what y'all trying to do.
Yeah.
You're trying to imply that I'm sinning, which you cannot prove that I'm sinning. Go to 1 John 3:4. You cannot prove that I'm doing it.
That's it.
In any way, shape, all you have is your feelings, your personal opinions, what you see and believe is error, but you have, it cannot be proven according to Scripture. It cannot be proven according to the Bible. And mind you, in this broadcast, I've been all over the place trying to throw an olive branch out and reach people.
Hallelujah.
And doesn't Acts 5:29 say the same thing the Apostle says? Should I not obey Yah rather than man?
Hallelujah.
You cannot go out and make sin something that you call sin that the Scripture never defined as sin. This is nonsensical, man. It's almost to the point of offensive. 1 John 3:4 read, teacher.
Whosoever commits sin transgresses also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law.
Does not the law give laws for regulation?
Yes.
Of a man to have more than one wife.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you another question. Is the New Testament a place for where the apostles have the right given to them by the Most High Yah to establish new laws?
No,
they don't. Y'all getting this right?
Yes, sir.
I am seriously putting a defibrillator.
Yeah.
On our minds tonight to hopefully wake y'all up out of sleep and get y'all Israel return. Israel return.
Hallelujah.
Backsliding children.
Yeah.
Y'all say he is married unto you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And to make sure you return. He said, and I'm going to. And does he not, through the polygynous psalmist David says that understanding is a wellspring of life? The majority of the books that y'all claim to read and the stories y'all like tell are mostly written by polygynous. A man that has more than one wife. Y'all might as well just throw away a lot of the books. Just throw it all away. Your Messiah. Our Messiah, Messiah, comes out of a line of whores and adulterers. But yet, he's perfect. Boy, nobody would ever be able to understand how what we tasting and how good it is. When you start calling this instead of straightway truth, straightway rehabilitation center.
What?
Come on, Michael, let's go ahead and go on here.
But what is the sin, right? Because I know for a fact that Pastor Dell, he shared his beautiful, beautiful wives. Nothing against the wives. We're talking scripture here.
Oh, stop with that.
Beautiful wives, yes.
It's never the wives' problem.
Nah.
Never.
Right.
Even though the women are the ones who plunge us into sin. If you didn't exist, there wouldn't be no sin out there, right there. Well, last time that I checked, Adam was doing pretty damn good.
Yeah, he was.
It wasn't until Eve come.
Oh, wow.
And that same book, letter of Timothy, it explains that too.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It wasn't Adam that was deceived, it was the woman.
Wow.
That was deceived, being in transgression.
Being in transgression.
Wow. Now, I agree. Eve had to be beautiful. I admit, my wife, my Eve, my wife, they're all beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're all of them are. Yep. They show off. Not only are they beautiful, but man, I would love for somebody to invite us all on a talk show one day.
Yeah.
And see if you can find a weak link in any of us.
Oh.
Could you imagine that myself, Mother Carol, Mama Nellie, and Sister Summer up on a talk show? And you know what they'll do? The first thing they'll do is they'll try to go to Sister Summer because she's young.
Yeah.
Then they'll quickly divert and go back over here real quick because she's going to let you have it right out the gate. You know, which one are they going to find weak there? None. And they are all beautiful. So, but I want to approach it from his angles. And she said, and all his women are beautiful. All of them. So I'm not talking about the women in this, right? They're all beautiful. So you know what she's really saying, right? It ain't their fault. But hold on, I beg to differ. You see, when I chose Nellie, she knew that I already was with Mother Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Yet she willfully come into this.
Mm-hmm.
Mom? When I chose Summer, she knew I already had two. Yet she willfully come in. So when are y'all women, instead of trying to come out for man, when y'all going to start condemning each other for what you perceive to be wrong?
Yeah.
Why the indictment always got to be the man?
Mom said.
You see, it's that feminist spirit.
Yeah.
And it's that same spirit that Uncle Sam got, put your foot on the back of the neck of the man and bend him, because you get him under the thumb of the woman, then you can control him through the woman. You see, my Aishas, they all fully are in my house knowing what I expect. You know the reason why? Because they are here to please me.
Oh, hallelujah.
They are here to help me.
That's right.
They are here to serve me.
That's right.
Are y'all hearing this?
Yes, sir.
They are here to help me build.
That's it?
Yes, sir. Hey.
See, this offend y'all feminist women.
Right.
See, in my house, there's a one-party dictatorship. What I say goes. In y'all's house, there's a one-party dictatorship.
Yes.
What he says goes.
Yes,
you go read 1 Corinthians chapter 11 when Paul was giving the instruction to Corinthians. He gave a chain of command.
Chain of command.
Yes, sir.
This is not no democracy.
No.
And there's no equality in this.
Oh, no.
Did I say something wrong?
No.
Absolutely. No.
Yet I know that my Messiah is going to have many brides.
Yes.
And it's coming. Yet I voluntarily, freely enter in. Freely entered in, I'm trying to run and tell everybody I can. Y'all need to come. Come to the banquet.
Yeah, that's right.
There's going to be some blood drink there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Hallelujah.
What a man.
Oh.
What a man.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Jesus.
That Yahweh is good.
Oh,
that
is
mercy is good. See, again, what lens are you looking
for? Yes, sir.
What perspective are you coming from? Brother. Come on, brother. This one is wrong.
Three beautiful wives. The first wife, he said he'd been with her about 4 years.
Yep.
And then he got another wife that he's been with for 10 years. Okay? And then he has a younger wife, I think he has a child with. So you were married for 40 years. My question to you, Pastor, is this, because you're already in error, okay, because you're not supposed to be in leadership, you know, an overseer or running the church, having more than one wife. But my question is,
Stop. So, she levies those charges, I'm in error.
Yeah.
The Bible doesn't say I'm in error. Because if I'm in error, Abraham is in error.
Yeah.
So that means he's dead, if we follow your logic, and he died in his sin.
Right. Yeah.
That means Moses is in error.
Yeah.
That means he's dead and he died in his sin.
Yeah.
That means Jacob is in there.
He's
dead and he died in his sin.
Yeah.
If we follow her logic.
Yeah.
That means David is in error. He's dead and he died in his sin. That means Gideon is in error. He is dead. He died in his sin. Now go ahead and follow. That means Samson is in error. And he's dead and he's died in his sin. Yet all of those are written about in the faith.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. Come on, man.
Hey, something has got to change around here.
Yes, sir.
Something has got to.
Yes, sir.
Those of you who condemn me, you ain't never seen me drunk on this broadcast.
Yeah.
Y'all condemn drinking.
Yeah.
And never does the Bible say that drinking wine or strong drink or even beer is a sin.
There you go.
See, y'all be trying to make stuff sin. It ain't no sin. You ain't Elohim.
Oh, hallelujah. Yeah.
Now, if you consider me to be drunk, then damn, as a fool, I'm wiser than all of you then.
Yeah.
Because you get nothing but truth from a drunk. This you can't even get in your churches.
Oh, damn. Oh,
and you call this copper.
Happened with you in Matthew 5:28. It says, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. So if you've been married already, you're married. So what happened? Did you look upon another woman and brought her into the fold? And then you looked upon another woman and brought her in the fold? I don't know what your plans are, you know, if you're, you know, have another one coming. None of my business.
Stop. The last statement she made, it says, I don't know what your plans are, none of my business, but she has done spent the last 8 minutes making it her business.
Yeah.
What kind of talk is that?
Oh,
can somebody tell
me?
In the world, they would call this diagnose this as mental schizophrenia. You know, I call it fork tongue.
Yes, sir.
Now, the problem is this, sister, is your theology and the way that you, the lenses that you're perceiving things out of, it's all screwed up. It don't come from scripture. It don't come from the word. You know, it come from your own vain perception and mindset. Does that make sense? So let me try to break this down to you. You use Matthew 5, and you said, if a man looks on a woman, Brian Shields, Keep bringing the truth, man of God. Bless you abundantly. Hallelujah. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate the prayers and support.
Hallelujah.
Y'all listen to this, man. Matthew 5, listen. What the world does not understand today, the religious world, on the internet, and you, Sister, what's her name? Jackson. Don't call Sister Jackson, right? This is the problem. You try to define scripture on your own terms, based upon your cultural rearing by the United States of America, which is Eurocentric culture. I'm taking my time. Y'all get this, right? Everybody get this? So, but our book, our Bible, the scriptures, it teaches us that adultery is based on the status of a woman.
Yeah.
And adultery can only be committed by a woman who is married.
Yeah.
You make the mistake by saying, with your mindset, assuming that the scripture, or assuming that what Jesus said, when a woman, when a man looks on a woman to lust, he's committed adultery. Listen, the two that I have in my house were not married at the time that I covered them.
Come on.
The way you find adultery is when a man goes into a married woman. Now listen, Yah has his covenant and his agreement. The world has their covenant and their agreement.
Yes.
I'm going to make a statement. Are y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't give one damn about covenants and agreements with the United States of America.
That's true.
Wow. That means Yah would have to capitulate to America.
Wow.
He will have to fall under the jurisdiction and authority of America. I don't think Yah going to be doing that.
Oh, no,
because that's
no.
The same Elohim told us, you don't make no contracts.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You don't make no agreements with any of these nations.
Yes, sir.
That we not did that. Contrary to what he said.
Yes, sir.
So,
yeah.
What you are saying, that if a man that is married, and what you're basically saying, you're saying without saying it and probably don't even know it, but you're trying to bring a man to the same status as a woman.
Yeah.
The scriptures teach us a woman cannot go in and out like a man can.
Yeah.
Good.
A woman is always under authority.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. This is your grave mistake. Because you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yah. You don't know. You follow me. And the prophet says to the law and to the testimony, here Romans 15, verse 4. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them, and there's no understanding. And listen to me. You, my sister, have fell prey, like many Americans, and I've told these brothers the same thing. A parrot can repeat what anyone says, but it doesn't mean that he has any understanding.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Mm. So if the woman is not married, and let me say y'all died.
Yes,
if a woman is not married, then if I look on a woman who is uncovered or unmarried, I've committed no adultery.
There you go.
Because according to our word, our book, I can have as many Ishas as I want.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Now, you may not like that. It's not up to your liking. It's not up to your opinion.
No, it's not.
That's what Yah says.
Yeah, that's it. I mean,
Mama Nelly and the children was around here. Why don't you ever give me some pat on my back and some accolade
Come on,
for taking a woman who was abandoned.
Come on, sir.
Yeah. Did you hear the testimony right out of their own mouth?
Honorable.
And providing a place for them and a living for them.
Honorable.
And bringing them into my house.
Honorable.
And instead of a husband unto the wife, that is father unto the father. And then congratulate me on that.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir. Instead of trying to condemn me from your mindset.
Did I say something wrong?
Not at all, sir.
No, sir.
You see why I keep saying it's nonsensical? So, they were around here for a while, and all I ever viewed Mama Nelly as is just a sister. And then one day, I looked on her. I saw that nice, round, plump ass.
Go ahead. Come on, Chef.
I saw them breasts.
Yes, sir.
And that beautiful face, I said, good. God of mercy. I say, Father, you said, what a man's ways please Yah. The desires of his heart. Somebody say,
amen.
Amen.
Praise Yah.
At the time, she's uncovered.
Come on.
I've committed no adultery.
None.
Come on. I didn't even, the only time I ever saw Sarah was over video. Camera, you know what they call that thing?
FaceTime.
Never met her, just mostly talked to her and coached her over the phone. I was, hey, turn around.
Oh, you're
going to die, baby. Lust. Somebody told y'all
Come on.
Is bad.
Come on.
Do that. Unchangeable, y'all.
Ooh,
oh, gonna see God do it.
Hey, God do it.
And his mercy is
yes.
Come on. So you tell me who's perverse.
Come on now.
You have a twisted, distorted perspective of the word.
Freedom
right there. Come on now. What? Freedom is. Told you when men get older. They age like fine wine.
Mm-hmm.
Our value goes up while women's go down.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing offensive. I'm not saying that you're not valuable. You can't bear no more children.
Yes, sir.
So you got to be able to be in a position to teach the younger.
Come on.
Now they're going to know how to love their husband unless they see it from you. How are they going to know how to love their children unless they see it from you?
Yes, sir.
And then they teach you how to love y'all.
Oh, my God.
Now, sister, don't get mad. Because you got some women that want to be saddled up with this old man right here.
That's wrong.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You see, most people don't understand the yoke. You see, the yoke has two sides to it.
Oh.
But what people don't understand about the yoke is not so much as the yoke that is trying to unite two into one to accomplish the mission, but the yoke has one old bull. And this one old bull is there to teach the young bull how to walk in order and in step, how to plow a line and keep it straight. If you understand what I mean? In other words, if I just hook up a young bull with an old bull, we can plow this line. We can sow seed. And we can plant this garden. And then somebody else can come and water. While somebody else is already planted. But Yah is the one that's going to give the increase. That is the reason for all of this. Now, the one that's planted, he ain't nothing. And the one in water, he ain't nothing either. But it's the one that gives the energy. He is everything.
Come on,
come on over here and yoke up a straight way.
Come on.
Hey, get talk the right way, sir. We'll help you. Let's finish this out, Israel. Come on, I'm going to try my best. Come on with
you. But you've asked, what is the error? The error is you're not practicing what you preach. And you really shouldn't even be, according to the word of God, you should not even be an overseer in the church.
So
family, let me know your thoughts in the comments. You know, just be honest.
All right. So, Israel, I'm not appealing to family. My family's in here. You talking about the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
I have just got finished laying out to you the uncompromising, the unadulterated word of Yahweh. El Hebrew, what you say, my brother?
Man, I'm about to run through a wall.
Talk up, man. Talk loud. You got a lot of people got to hear what you got to say.
I said, Chef, I'm about to run through a wall. This is good. Good to my soul. I'm telling you, this is better than four-course meal right here.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was going to be good when I saw that video. I got to get there. I appreciate you, Chef. I really do.
It's all right. So many nuggets, huh? So many tender ones.
Come on, Chef. Here you go.
Well, you can taste this word all day long.
Repeat.
Listen, world, I understand that y'all may not like our confidence or focus. That is totally irrelevant. And I know that a lot of you, because she kept interjecting about, I haven't been called, you know what I mean, I haven't been chosen. People question Paul's call.
Yeah.
Woo. 1 Corinthians 9:1, and I'll read. Paul says, am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ, our master?
Yes, sir.
And are you not my work in the Messiah?
Come on, sir. Come on.
So watch this, sister. All of straightway, and including all the people that are remnants that are listening, are you not all my work in Messiah?
Yes, sir.
He's the one that's doing it.
Yeah.
And he says, look, if I be not an apostle unto others, when you must say, if I'm not a pastor unto you or even others out there. Paul says, yet doubtless I am to you. So it makes no difference if you reject, you don't receive my calling. Yet doubtless there are many others that do.
Yes, sir.
For all of these people are the seal of my apostleship in the Messiah. My answer to them that do examine me is this. Have we not power to eat and to drink? Now go look up that word drink. That same word drink is used in Matthew 11:19 when it says the Son of Man came eating and drinking. Greek 40:95. And they say, behold, he's a gluttonous and a drunkard. A friend of tax collectors and a sinner.
Yeah.
Yet wisdom is vindicated in our deeds. John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking.
Come on, man.
And they say he got a devil. What? One is you can't have it both ways. Now, he also said in 2 Corinthians 11, let's start at verse 1, he says, would to God you would bear with me a little of my folly, and indeed, just bear that with me. For I'm jealous over you with a godly jealous, for I've espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Messiah.
Wow, wow, wow.
But I fear, that's my fear, unless by any means, as a serpent beguile Eve.
Oh,
and who's talking?
Eve.
Do it so. So your mind, shrunk delusion, should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Messiah. For he that cometh and preach another Jesus, another Yahshua, whom we have not preached, though you receive another spirit, whom we have not received, or another message, whom we have not accepted, you might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very cheapest apostles. This is what Paul said, and this is what y'all accused me of, which I gladly accept. The Apostle Shaul said, but though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest and among you in all things.
Come on,
come on, son. Have I not been thoroughly manifest?
Come on,
among all the
yes, sir.
In
yes,
all
things.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
So, we're going to leave off right here. There's a woman out there by the name of Lisa Crutcher. Lord bless her unsanctified soul. Spirit of Antichrist is working in this woman. She says, you can't debate a man who is bent on using scriptures to condone his fleshly, hostile, lustful ways. Don't worry about it. So you ain't got to worry about it. I wouldn't even never consider you. I promise you, you ain't a 10. You flatter yourself if you even think that you would even be in a running. See, the scriptures are written to those who justify their sin. Really?
What?
You see, this is a woman's opinion. There are certain scriptures that say all things are lawful, but not everything is edifying. The scripture is stated in different ways in different places. People justify their sins all the way to hell. I think it's funny. But it depends. Who's hell? Because I don't fear your hell.
I mean,
and sounds to me, according to your comment, you already in hell.
Oh, he's hell.
That mindset got you tormented.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is what Lisa Crutcher end up saying to our sister we just got finished addressing. To be honest, men and women who are Holy Ghost filled are concerned about how they represent the Most High. I am, and I'm Holy Spirit filled. I've been Spirit filled more than both of you probably put together, and more years. And would it not be better to drink or cuss, and to actually do what Christ said and teach the message? Well, I don't know. I think it's better to drink. Now, the cursing, I don't get where y'all get that assertion from. That's just your personal opinion. But I actually do what Messiah said more than ye all.
Yeah.
So we see the back body, fuck dead. And none, from what we can see, truly say any of these men are called. It's like a reality show we watch because it becomes a comedy, a form of entertainment, but then you know the devil has blinded them. So I say, it sure is a good thing she speaks from recommendations, though, isn't it? Or what she feels. Doesn't have to do with anything. And all she does is continue to say, assert. So again, my question is the same one of old. Where's your husband?
Yeah, there you go.
Is he the one that's allowing y'all to speak? You know, I'm telling you right now, man. If my wife, any of my issues was to get on here on this internet and address another man, oh, we're going to have words.
Hey.
We're going to have some words. First of all, number one, who the hell do you think you are? To get out from under the umbrella of my protection. You know better than that. You know what I said?
Yes, sir.
But, you know, in this world right here, transgression, people have carte blanche to do what they say. Do it as thou wilt.
There it is.
So, the sister asserts many times that I'm not called. Says who?
Yes, sir.
I don't know, man. When I look at the stems of the Most High, looks like the seal of my pastorship is a hell of a lot greater than your teacher behind this internet.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And even at that, you need to shut up. So that you need to teach women, but before you can teach women, you need to learn how to be taught by a holy woman of our culture.
There you go. Yes, our culture. Yes, sir.
You have potential in you, but you are greatly deceived and under a strong delusion. So, have I not been tackled?
Yeah.
Did I not tone it down pretty good while maintaining our integrity of the work? Okay. How do we do out there, Israel? Everybody else is appealing to the court of public opinion. I'm appealing to Israel. Israel, how do we do tonight? If we did good in the sight of God, give us a 10. We did bad, give us a 1. Help us out here. Don't even let it, your nay be yay, or your yay be yay, your nay be nay, and anything other than that is sin.
Yes, sir.
There's going to be a heart between two opinions. Let's just get it.
Yes.
Boy, look how fast this thing rolls. I can't even. It's rolling that fast. It's like a man.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm talking to you, Israel. We better finish this. If everything that we represented here tonight is true, then why are some of you still having problems submitting to God's way? Why, sisters?
Good question.
Why, brothers?
Yes, sir.
Why? Is that not a fair question?
That is fair.
Yes, sir.
So we appreciate y'all having us here tonight. We truly do. I hope that the sister, I'm sure she's probably, because she watches everything. I hope that she was here tonight to listen and take notes. And hopefully we've been able to break that yoke of deception.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, somebody says she's trying to be a pastor. I don't know, but a woman can't be a pastor.
There you go.
A woman can't fight the wolf.
Come on, Seth. Come on, Seth.
It takes a man to fight the wolf.
Yes, sir.
Yep. We're going to go to the kingdom.
Oh,
no doubt about it.
Hallelujah.
But y'all see how this word strengthens us, though?
Yeah.
This word gives us a vigor.
Yeah.
That otherwise we could never experience. The only thing America can relate this to is a shot in the arm. But we get a shot in the spirit.
Yeah.
It makes you lie down in your rest, be sweet and wake up with eagerness. To want to know.
Yes.
God prepared.
Yeah.
I mean, you said you're going to prepare a table for me in the
morning. Oh, yeah.
You got to have a table.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what y'all going to cook up for us in the morning, but whatever it be, it'll be right.
Yeah,
it'll be
right. Yeah, yeah. Because
we are, I'm submitted to them.
That's it.
Surrender.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I appreciate each and every last one of you being here. For those of you who lost heart, went to sleep, we don't know how you can do it. You missed it. We missed it. We don't know how you can do it. How can you do it? How can you do it?
Come on.
Bless your Pastor Muir. Elder Rufus. Elder Rob. Pastor Corey. All y'all, man. Elder Mitchell. Man, we appreciate y'all being here. Israel going to be strong. Elder Brick Crago. Elder Chris.
Hallelujah.
Hey, speaking of that, man, Brother Will had a little girl. Up there straightway to Kentucky North, man, and mind you, first time preaching. Listen to me. Didn't take hardly no time at all.
Hallelujah.
She came out standing in the door. Bless you, Elder Kabir. Man, all y'all.
Hallelujah.
Man, we love y'all, Israel.
Yeah.
And we're going to end it like Pastor Muir and them do. It's about that law, baby.
Yeah.
We're going to show you what's up. Shabbat Shalom, King coming, Israel. Well, y'all really restoring this thing.
Yes, yes. Hey, Brother Israel, what you think about that, my brother?
Good.
Let me turn you up. Hold on. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's good.
Hey, man, hey, we try to keep it in the pocket.
Yeah. It's on point.
I don't know, man. You think it's going to reach her?
Oh, yeah.
I hope so, man.
I'm
trying to gain some good ears of my sister, man.
Yeah, you seen that other, so I guess you seen that other video of that lady with the,
I am not.
Who's going to be lady?
I am.
She got an afro. She looks like somebody's grandmother in the car talking junk.
Oh, that's from Gino Jenner.
I seen it.
Well.
Somebody had told you about it?
No, I seen it.
Did somebody told you about that?
I don't know anything about it from what I'm hearing from you.
Okay.
Ellen said he's the one who said, because he's been on the road traveling here from Arkansas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know anything, man. Man, our head is stuck up in a cloud of workers here.
Yeah.
I thought there was literally a good reach out and presentation, not only to her, but anyone who has the ears to hear.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And if they don't, it ain't my concern, man. It really truly ain't my concern. None of my business.
Yeah.
I can't give people. I'm not the one that calls people and make people to hear to and ordain them to eternal life. Y'all's the only one that open people to understand, not me.
Yeah. Right.
I'm just here to present the message, man. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows, man? We may have gained people, man. Yeah. I don't know, man.
It's just that initial slap in the face. You get humble yourself. Like, you know what? You that's the truth. You got to slap your face first. Damn. Yeah.
Man, we be having a good time up in here, though.
I be hearing. We're gonna come out there for one of them.
Hallelujah. All right, my brother. Y'all go ahead and, get the Sabbath in, get some rest in, man. See what the Most High y'all got for us in the morning, man. Teach Israel. Israel teach.
All right. Let's
go. My brother. Man, there's always the disappointing part, man, when it's time to go.
Yes.
All here, teach, you got to hear this, man. Should I use all the dog, man? I'll stop all this. Jesus. Brother. Damn.
Oh, that could